Hello, Cookham. I'm Sam Mitchell.
I'm Jonathan Millwood.
And I'm Craig Isaiah.
How are you today, Cookham?
Well, they can't actually answer us.
That's a bit crap.
Yeah, isn't it, Jonathan?
Well, they can answer us because they can call us in.
Well, yeah, they can. If they want to tell us how they're feeling today, they could ring in and tell us.
That'd be good. On 580-367.
Yeah, we're welcome for any callers to ring in, so please do.
Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what have we got planned for tonight, fellas?
A bit of this, a bit of that.
It's more of the planned 5 minute before show.
Yeah, so, we tend to do that, don't we?
Yeah, well, it seems to work on the cuff.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, well, you know.
It works fairly well.
Well, to be fair, we need the listeners to be the judge of that, because we can't actually hear ourselves.
Yeah, we can email as well, can't we?
Yeah, well, we can't email ourselves.
No.
Well, we could. But there's no point.
Well, I'd rather other people emailed us.
Yeah, me too, because reading emails from Johnny and Sam would just be boring as hell because they're sitting here with me. So please, someone else email in and I'll read it out.
What's the email address?
studio@csfm.org.uk.
Excellent. Okay.
Should we have a song?
I think
we should
kick off with a song, yeah. I think that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Right, we got a little bit of a competition going now.
Okay.
I'm going to phone.
Phone the phone.
Phone a phone box in Cookham. And the first person to answer it
wins a bundle of prizes.
Wins a prize, yeah. Let's see if it works.
You have to say a funny phrase as well. If it's not a good phrase, then...
Right. Let's just wait for them to answer, shall we?
Well, that'll be quite boring.
Let's hope.
I suggest we... Should I talk about
quick,
something?
People.
While it rings.
Yeah, we can talk about something while it rings, of course. We're not just sit here in silence and listen to a phone ringing.
Okay, well, I've got another funny story once again about an Indian man, this is quite recent, who has a 13-inch tail.
A 13-inch tail?
Yeah. And you see, there's quite a lot of problems about this because doctors believe that it's a rare, but...
it's got to be quite rare.
Yeah, but it's a clinical defect, is their words. But in India, they have a god, like a monkey god. I can't remember his name, so sorry if that's offended anyone. But it's like a monkey god, and they believe that he is a reincarnation of this god.
And that sounds better than a clinical defect, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you would do that, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be like, well, just cut it off and I don't want to be a god.
No, I'd keep
if people
it.
Think you are a god. And apparently, he loves climbing trees and eating bananas.
Hmm.
So...
That's a bit strange.
I think he's playing the part, though.
Has he always had
completely
the tail?
Honest.
Has he always had the tail, or did it just sort of grow suddenly? Or
No, he's always had it. I guess he was born with it. But I think it's grown with him, hence it being 13 inches long. And it says thousands of people are queuing up to worship this man, because obviously India is quite a religious country, and the reincarnation of one of their gods would be quite a spectacular thing.
Yeah, definitely. But hasn't it happened before, I'm sure?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That there's other cases they've known, but this guy is proper monkey-like.
In the news recently, like for like a week or something, there was like this guy sort of sitting under a tree for ages and ages, and then just died out. Maybe he just got bored and walked off.
Yeah, so he was trying to be like Buddha, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
So I think this guy's a bit different. He also claims that if you have a problem and a sickness, if you hold his tail, then it will cure you. But you have to be a believer. That's the key aspect to this. And
right.
I think the whole believer thing is mind over matter. So it's kind of if you believe it'll work kind of thing.
Yeah.
And personally, I just think it's probably some kind of flesh hanging off. Not really a...
Yeah, it's probably quite disgusting, really, isn't
it? Yeah, it probably is. Like, people are all over it, you know?
He cleans it regularly.
I think he probably does. And he's got problems with getting women.
I'm not surprised with the tail.
Yeah, it says almost 20 women have turned down marriage with him. Like, they see him, and they're like, yeah, wicked, I'll marry you, you know? But then he turns around, they see the tail, and they have none of it.
So does it work differently over there? They just go, oh, do you want to marry me? Just
well, yeah, I guess
people.
So. I mean...
20 times, though. I think he's sort of letting himself in for disappointment when he's asking that many
people. He's just probably just walking up to people and going, how do you fancy marrying me?
Yeah.
Well, this phone's going to be ringing forever,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it is. I think we should abort.
No, I don't want to abort. Just in case, listeners, if you're listening now and wondering why there's a phone ringing in the background...
Do we know which phone box is it? Whereabouts is it located?
It's very, very close to the station.
Is it?
I think we should have a good prize ready, to be honest. I think
we need
top class prize.
Yeah.
Alright, if you get to this phone box and you answer it, you get a Barbie doll. I've got loads of them.
Really?
Yeah.
New ones. Sam's personal collection.
No, they're not. There's new ones.
Oh,
donated by a kind donor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm not sure who, but...
I don't think anyone listening at this point in time would want a Barbie doll.
Okay, well,
you're just
going
to encourage children to flee their houses.
Okay, how about free swim passes at the Magnet Leisure Centre?
Do we have those?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'll give away two of those. And they last more than once.
Well, there you go. If you're feeling fit and you want to run down to Cookham Station and answer the phone, you can you can then train even more by going swimming at the Magnet.
Yeah. It's the it's the one across the railway.
No one's going to want to do that.
I bet
someone will.
No, they won't.
You get the added advantage of being on air with us lovely people.
Yeah, you see, that'd be nice, but I wouldn't run anywhere at this time.
No?
No.
That's because you're lazy, though.
I'm very lazy.
Mm.
Yeah. Well...
There's got to be someone, though, that's willing to do it.
Yeah, there must be.
I hear some laughter nearby. I hear some laughter from outside the station.
Well, maybe it's someone going to answer the phone box, maybe not.
I don't think they are.
Alright, well,
I think we should have bought and
then
maybe try
track,
again later.
We'll play a track and we'll leave it ringing and we'll see if anybody answers.
Okay.
Alright, okay. This is A New England by Billy Bragg. Hopefully. Mm-hmm.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I loved at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for a New England. I'm just looking for another girl. Survive on what you send every time you need a friend. I saw two shooting stars last night. I wished on them, but they were only satellites. It's wrong to wish on space hardware. I wish you'd care. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for New England. I'm just looking for another girl.
And we're back.
We are back indeed.
That phone isn't ringing anymore for some reason.
Is it not?
No, I don't know why.
Oh, well.
Hold on, I'll ring it again.
Yeah, I think we need to ring it again.
5, 2, 3, 4, 8, 5.
We had no luck before. If you're listening now, hopefully we'll find.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
who's this?
This is Cookham Summer FM. You're live on air.
I'm live on air.
You're live on air.
On the radio.
On the radio. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it.
what's your name?
My name is Juanito Meruado.
Juanito Meruado?
Yes.
That's a fantastic name. I love it.
I like my name too.
Where are you from?
I'm from Mexico.
Mexico?
Well, what are you doing in Cookham?
Yeah.
Well, I've just been walking around, you know, just walking, you know.
Just walking around?
Around the station and that, you know.
You came
all
the way
from... walk.
I don't believe this. No. You've got some guy just randomly walking from Mexico.
Who is this? This is Cookham FM. You're live on air.
Live on the radio.
Would you like to get a prize?
A prize?
Yes.
What kind of prize? Like a donkey?
Yeah, we can't really accommodate a donkey, but maybe a piñata.
A piñata?
Yeah. No, we can't do a piñata.
I like piñatas.
We can't do a piñata either.
Okay. You cannot give me a piñata?
No, sorry.
Oh, I've been walking very far.
How about it's free swim lessons?
Free swim? I cannot swim.
You can't swim?
No, I cannot
well,
swim.
Well, you can learn how to swim at the Magnet Leisure Centre.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
They have excellent tuition.
I get inner ear infection sometimes. I cannot swim. I get in my ear. It's bad.
This is I can't believe we've got the call. This is fantastic. No, so you're wandering around Cookham?
Yeah, I like to walk around places.
Why are you here?
Pardon?
Why are you here?
Why am I here? I tell you, I like to walk. Why are you here? Why you phone me?
I live here. I didn't call you.
I'm walking around Cookham. You phone me for no reason. You offer me swimming lessons. I cannot go swim because I have inner ear infection. And I don't understand.
Okay. Well, we can offer you another prize for your troubles.
A piñata?
We don't really have
a piñata. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing.
You're laughing at me on the radio.
You're a very nice gentleman.
Yeah, okay, I apologise. I apologise. So, okay, back to being serious and that. We can't offer you a piñata. But what would you like from us? Would you like a song? We can play some kind of...
I like songs.
Yeah, what kind of song could we play for you?
Do you have El Burro del Noche?
El Burro del Noche.
I believe not.
Let's just have a quick look.
No. Have you got something more in, not Mexican?
I don't know. What do you have on your playlist?
On our playlist, we've got a lot of things. Just a band which you've heard while you've been over in Cookham.
Pardon?
So suggest an artist you've heard while you've been over in Cookham.
Oh, I don't know. I like the Strokes. They're good.
The Strokes?
Yeah, we have them in Mexico. They play good guitar music all the time. We dance.
We
have parties. We hit piñatas and we ride donkeys. The burros.
Is that what you do over there?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah. We do other things too, you know, but it gets quiet sometimes. We just listen to the Strokes and ride donkeys, you know.
Yeah. Well, I still don't understand why you're here just walking around.
I just like to walk around, you know. I've been walking a long time. Yeah. Long time from Mexico.
I think he's like Forrest Gump. The Mexican version of Forrest Gump. Is that your deal?
Well, yeah, I like the film. Yeah, it's a little bit like that, I suppose. I don't run. I just walk very slow, you know. I don't like to
run.
See,
that's because you're Mexican, though. Not to stereotype, but take it easy.
I beg your pardon?
Mexicans are, like it relaxed, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm very relaxed. Yeah, so you know, I don't like
tequila.
To too quickly, you know.
Yeah.
Have you been to Tijuana?
To Tijuana, yes, many times. My mother, she was born there.
Has it got lots of tequila, sex, and marijuana?
Oh, it's very much tequila, sex, and marijuana. It's why we don't do much else, because, you know, what else do you need, you know?
Tequila, sex, and marijuana.
Yeah, donkeys.
I've got a song just about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I would like to hear it.
I think we should put that on.
Okay, shall I play that instead?
Yeah, would you like that song as your prize for being
a good
caller?
I would like
this
song very much. I'm very grateful to you people for phoning me on my walk.
Okay, well, I'm glad that...
You hated me earlier.
Well, yes, you know, I you were rude to me and my country.
I was never rude to your country.
Well, I'm very tired, you know. I've been walking a long time. I get cranky sometimes.
Fair enough. I can understand you fully. Well, just for you, this is called Welcome to Tijuana.
Welcome to Tijuana.
Yeah. Welcome to
my
Tijuana.
My mother, she was born there.
Oh, fantastic. Well, this is for you then. This is for your mother.
Thank you for your call.
Hey!
Viva Mexico!
Welcome to Tijuana, tequila, sexo, marihuana. Welcome to Tijuana, con el coyote mayador. Welcome to Tijuana, tequila, sexo, marihuana.
Bienvenida a Tijuana. Bienvenida mi amor, de noche a la mañana. Bienvenida mi amor, bienvenida Tijuana. Bienvenida tu pena, bienvenida la cena. Sopita de camarón, bienvenida Tijuana. Bienvenida mi suerte, bienvenida la muerte, por la Panamericana.
Welcome to Tijuana, te digo bienvenida linda. Welcome to Tijuana.
Difícil dar con su domicilio. Viven los basureros. ¿Alguna novedad?
Nuestra lucha es por el respeto a nuestro derecho a gobernar y gobernarnos. y el mal gobierno impone a los más la ley de los menos. Nuestra lucha es por la libertad para el pensamiento y el caminar, y el mal gobierno pone cárceles y tumbas. Nuestra lucha es por la justicia, y el mal gobierno se llena de criminales y asesinos. Techo, tierra, trabajo, pan, salud, educación, independencia, democracia, libertad.
And that was Manu Chao for, what was his name?
I'm not sure.
Juanito Muado, I think his name was. That was Mexicalicious, though, wasn't it?
It was pretty good. I don't know where it came from. Johnny, you missed most of it.
I was out.
Listening in the bus.
Yeah, I was in the bus.
In the toilet drinking. I don't know what you were drinking. that's not cool, man.
I was doing both. I went drinking and to the toilet.
Secret alcoholic.
Yeah, hiding it from us. Well.
Fine if you feel the need to hide things from us. It's fine.
I didn't feel the need, I just told you.
Yeah, you did. I told everyone on air, whoever's listening.
You're a secret alcoholic. So secret alcoholic.
Have you ever eaten frozen chips out of a bag? Not cooked, obviously.
I have, yes.
Yeah, and then dribbled on yourself.
No, I never did dribble.
That's when you know you've hit rock bottom.
What, when you dribble on yourself or when you eat the chips?
Both.
Oh.
Only when it's the double combination.
I'm sure dribbling
really
on
know.
Yourself is worse than eating the
Why,
chips.
Let's get back to this eating frozen chips thing. Why were you eating frozen chips out of a bag?
Because you're too drunk to cook them.
Yeah, just laziness, lethargy.
That's
hunger.
That's amazing laziness.
I didn't get far. I tried one or two and then realised it wasn't really a good way to nourish yourself, really.
No, not at all.
Probably a way to kill yourself. Well, maybe not, but...
I don't think it'd kill you.
Make you sick.
If you eat some frozen chicken, that'd probably kill you.
Yeah.
But I've never stooped that low. Not yet.
No. Anyway, another little interesting fact just to chuck into the melting pot of facts that we have going. A Turkish student... See, I've just finished my degree, actually, which is quite handy. So is Johnny and Sam, believe it or not.
Indeed.
We're all graduates.
Yeah,
well,
we
hopefully.
Are. Well, yeah.
Touch wood.
We'll find out tomorrow. That's pretty scary. But, luckily, I know I'm not this guy, who, although hopes to get into the record books by doing this, by the way.
Right.
Don't know why he'd want to do it. But he's a Turkish student hoping to get into the record books after giving wrong answers to every question in a university entrance exam.
Why is he going to get into the record books for that?
I don't know, because he's given so many wrong answers. Apparently. I mean, I think that's pretty lame, to be honest.
That is lame, really.
Where's that in America?
It's not hard to get answers wrong, is it?
No, it's a Turkish student. So, yeah, well, he's just trying to blag it, I guess. It's, you know, I've always thought what would be the easiest world record to break, just so, you know, I could put my name on it.
This is what annoys me about the whole Guinness Book of World Records. I mean, it used to be like this outstanding excellence thing.
It's not anymore.
It's just not anymore. It used to be like, wow, that's amazing, you've done all this.
It's like extreme ironing. What the hell is extreme ironing all about?
See, I watched a show on that, and it's actually quite interesting.
It's been going on for years, though.
Yeah, you see people hanging off bloody cliffs and that, man. Like, ironing shirts while hanging off a cliff and, like, washing themselves.
Yeah, but I think hanging off a cliff is, you know, an achievement in itself. I don't think you need to get an ironing board down there, really, do you?
Well, it just adds a whole new aspect to it. I mean, they probably could, do something a bit more interesting, say... I don't know. I don't make up these sports, but like, you know, something a bit better than ironing. Maybe not. Another little thing here, that fish and chips could be the secret to long life, apparently.
Oh no, I've got this
I've
in the paper
as well.
Oh really?
It's omega-3 oils, isn't it?
Well, I guess so.
It
says
you live
there's
forever.
a 98-year-old woman who's been living on fried fish and chips for like 80 years, and she says that she loves it. And she never eats anything else, and she's doing good. So
I heard the same thing about it was a man who's about 70 years old. I think he'd eaten fish and chips every day his whole life from his favourite. Well, his whole life, obviously. I'm guessing since he was about 20, 30, something like that. And yeah, he was as fit as a fiddle.
We had this fit discussion before, didn't we?
About fiddles.
Yeah, and how fit they are and why they're fit.
Did we?
Maybe not. Maybe
I
imagined
this,
it all.
But I'm quite curious to know why fiddles are fit.
Well, you see, this is the thing. Like, what? Where's that saying come from? Why is a fiddle fit? Just because it, you know,
I'm guessing it's
you don't
just
say
the,
it's
the
fit as a piano, do you?
Well, no, but you don't have alliteration with that, do you? Fit as a fiddle sounds good. I don't know if it's any sort of...
Ah, so it just sounds good.
Well, I think that's all it is, really.
Well, that's rubbish.
What else could you be fit as?
Fit as...
Fit as a frying pan, but see, they're not very fit because they're full of grease.
Fit as Sam?
No, that's...
I'm pretty fit.
That's not an F.
No.
I'm not
fit as a, I don't know, fireman? firemen are pretty
fit. Be quite fit.
It's a fireman, yeah.
Although they probably inhale quite a lot of smoke.
Yeah, they do.
So
yeah.
They're probably not that healthy.
No, they get little masks, don't they?
Has anyone emailed us yet, Greg?
I don't know. I'll have a look.
Have a look.
I don't think so, to be honest.
I hope they do.
No, we only have one from Kate Durham, but she's not to do with our show.
So. Yeah. Oh, okay, well, listeners, please do email us in on studio@csfm.org.uk. Mm. Oh, we'd absolutely love it.
And if you can't email, call us on 580367.
I'm waiting for a call back from Merlin.
Yeah, do you cast spells or what? Like, you know.
We had a call from a mysterious person named Merlin who got cut off
reason. We'd like to hear from you again, find out why you're called Merlin. Like, obviously, if you are called Merlin, your parents are probably like wizards or something.
And, yeah, really pretty cool.
Yeah, you know.
I've got some funny news lines for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Right, here we go. Canadian woman comes home to find bear eating porridge in her kitchen.
I see, no. I saw this on the old interweb as well.
What are you looking at?
What?
What are you looking at?
What am I looking at?
Hmm.
You?
No, on the interweb.
What are you looking at?
What are you... It's like some Reservoir Dogs standoff in here, isn't it?
Listeners will never know what we're looking at.
No. Well, I was looking at Sam. I'm not looking at anything. I minimised mine. I was listening to you, and then you've just gone off on this rant about...
Also, my favourite one is helmetless motorcycle...
Sorry, get back to the bear and the porridge. Get back to the bear and the porridge.
When you closure on the three bears.
It was quite clearly a Goldilocks sort of situation.
Mm.
I mean, Goldilocks came home one day to find a bear eating porridge in a kitchen.
Only this time it was a woman and not Goldilocks robbing their porridge, and she didn't get eaten at the end.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some sort of bear revenge plan, I think.
Yeah. They've been planning that from day one.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Ever since it was written.
Yeah.
Can you not elaborate on that anymore?
What I reckon
that? That's literally all I've got.
Yeah. Well,
Canadian woman comes home to eat, to find bear eating porridge in the kitchen.
Oh, well, maybe.
Slightly surprised and carries on with the cleaning.
I've got another quite funny one. A helmetless motorcyclist is killed riding home from an anti-helmet rally in the US.
Well,
that's irony for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought... Just gutted.
Do you think they could have a sport called Extreme Irony?
Extreme
Irony. That would be entertaining.
That's a genius idea. I love it.
I don't quite know how it would work.
You've got to try and create the most ironic situation you possibly can.
Like smashing your head
off
a motorbike.
Skiing off the back of a motorbike with tin cans on
your feet. Skiing off the back of a motorbike.
With tin cans on your feet.
Well, why would that be ironic?
It wouldn't be. You'd have to do something else to make it ironic, like...
Go to a...
I have no idea.
No, you see, it's not as genius as first planned, is it?
No, I'm sure there's potential for genius, but I'm quite tired, you know, I can't...
Oh, okay, well...
It is late. I don't know what we're doing here.
We're trying to do a radio show.
Anyone with any ideas for some extreme irony, call in at 580-367, and we'll put you on air.
I think it's about time we played a song.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Why not?
Because it's off the thing which you just played.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah. Let's have a bit of rush. I need a rush. Maybe a nicotine rush. Which I'll have during this break.
That's lame.
We'll be right back. Cookham Summer FM. Oh yeah, FM. Cookham Summer FM. Oh yeah, FM. FM.
Aliens are all around us. This is the story of a band of four such explorers. In order to blend in, they have assumed human form. This is the High Commander. He has assembled an elite team of experts. A decorated military officer, a seasoned intelligence specialist, and, well, they had an extra seat. They say Earth started with just two humans. Now there are 5 billion. Someone needs to turn a hose on them.
So,
we're on the air again.
Yeah. This is gold. This is.
This is terrible. Well, dun, 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 dun. You know, no one's emailing in, and we'd like to hear your views. Any views on anything like the England game today? It's not a sports show, obviously, but if you would like to contribute with some kind of sports talk about maybe if you thought Crouch should have come on. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you might want to think that. Please just email us in.
Craig does.
Yeah, I do. I believe that those few extra inches are going to get the heading goal
about
in.
7 extra inches.
Well, yeah,
you
like he's
really
massive,
fancy him, don't you, Greg?
No, I don't fancy him. I just think he's taller. And then with Beckham getting the balls in, then he'll head him in.
Getting his balls in?
Yeah, see, you're just being gay.
Yeah, I'm just being gay, you're right.
Yeah, see.
I've got nothing else to do at this time of night.
No, you don't.
We're trying to present a radio station.
Oh, really. Sorry, yeah. I got a little fact, another fact, just another thing to throw out there. But it's football related again. It's about a group of curry mad England fans. Again, England fans are pretty, they like their curry, I guess. I mean, there's a song about it, isn't there?
Yeah.
As Sam just pointed out.
Wasn't that Matt Lucas?
No.
I'm sure Matt Lucas had something to do with it.
I don't think so.
I think he did. I'm sure he was in the video at least.
I don't think he is.
Well, who sang it then?
Was it Chumbawamba?
Chumbawamba, maybe.
Yeah, it
possibly.
Was.
No, it was Fat Les.
Yeah, Fat Les. That's right. That was it. In conjunction. What did Chumbawamba do?
Are you sure that Matt Lucas wasn't Fat Les? Because he's pretty fat.
I'm pretty sure. Not entirely sure.
I can almost guarantee Matt Lucas was involved in some way.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to take your word for that.
Well,
but,
you've got the interweb in front of you.
I don't really care that much to find out, to be honest. So... if anyone else wants to settle this between us, then please email in and tell us.
Because Craig can't be asked to look on the internet.
Yeah, you know. Anyway...
Well, didn't it go something like this?
I think it went almost exactly like this, yeah.
Do you reckon?
Mm.
I believe this may be the song.
They see, how good a producer am I?
Doug from the archives.
We were talking about something and I just pull it up like that.
Oh, well.
Kick it. I like that bit. Kick it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's very British.
Very. So, can I just say this thing quickly?
You can say whatever you want, mate.
Yeah, well, the England fans are paying £1,600 to a restaurant in Bath called the Bombay Nights. And they're paying for this, yeah? They're ordering a takeaway from Bath to Germany. I guess they must really, really like curry.
Can you not get curry in Germany?
Well, I guess it's just not that good.
But why wouldn't you go for somewhere slightly closer, like Canterbury or something?
Well,
like
I'm guessing that... Well, Bath. Yeah, well, Bath's pretty far out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the other side of the country.
I'm guessing they must like it. Although, I must say that they are musicians. Don't know if that... You know, they've probably got quite a bit of money to spare, to be honest. They're called...
Probably not entirely
Opposite World.
Either.
I've never heard of them.
Let's look them up, Opposite World, on the internet. See if we can find them.
We'll see if we can play you...
Some of these crazy
people
England
fans. They're eating £1,600 worth of curry. Probably, they've already eaten it, actually.
I bet they won't even remember eating it, either.
No, they're probably wasted.
Mm.
They paid a deposit, though, because they didn't believe them, so they had to give them, like, £100 first.
Oh, what, in case they arrived there
because they didn't believe them. Like, you wouldn't, would you? Someone rings up, I want a curry to Germany, please.
Well, how did they deliver it?
It's taken over in a cool bag, and then going to warm it up when they get there.
So one of the delivery men has caught a plane.
Yeah, he's going. It says here...
But 100 quid deposit isn't a lot, though, is it? For that much takeaway and all the
travel. Well, it might not have been 100. I kind of made that up, I'll be honest.
I'd imagine.
But it says a deposit.
So they would have got the deposit back, despite...
No. They paid, like, half before. Yeah, he's going. Yeah, I like it.
Well, that seems a bit much to me,
it's pretty fitting, isn't it?
Surely you could get a curry chef flown over cheaper than that, I would have thought.
Well, I don't know. Okay, right, we've got something here. It says... sorry about this. Yeah, it says the Bombay Knights manager, Abdul Nasser, I think that's his name, he's 32. He's flying out with a meal in a cool bag, apparently.
It's cold as well.
Yeah, it says we were contacted and they gave us a deposit, so we knew that it was genuine. And they've got a chicken dish, a fish dish, a lamb dish, a Bombay with king prawns, and a few other selections. That's a pricey Indian.
Yeah,
pricey Indian it is.
Very pricey Indian.
That's England fans for you, though, isn't it?
They love their Indians.
I'd have gone for Chinese myself.
Yeah, really. I prefer Chinese.
Mm. You see, to be honest, I'd just pop across the road and get the Indian.
I'd probably just get whatever they had close by, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, I think this is quite a special case, to be honest.
In honour of these England fans and their dedication to the curry, and in honour of England getting through to the quarterfinals today,
yeah, indeed.
I think we should play an England song.
Which one would that be?
What we're doing?
You know, the classic England song.
There's a few now.
England song. Which was 10 years ago.
Yeah, you see, are you talking about Three Lions?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I believe. See, Embrace, I hate to say this, but Embrace is crap.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
Who can sing along to that? Like, I thought about this so many times, it's unbelievable. And, like, it's just like, they've even got, like, loads of crowds around, so it's like, yeah, England, chanting and that, but it's so crap. And it's just like, the world is at your feet. See, I'm trying to sing along, yeah?
It's got to have a yobbish mentality.
Yeah,
it does.
And you see,
Lightning Seas just got it down to a T.
Yeah,
they really have.
And it's got Badil and Skinner, you see, and they're true football fans.
Yeah.
And they can really write it. Whereas Embrace, they're just trying to get in the top 10.
It's got to be something simple, like, you know, curries or shirts.
It's not a pop contest.
Three Lions was amazing. I loved it.
See, Three Lions, it will always reign true, though, just because it's got the chant. And they have the chant at the start, which that really helps, because you hear it chanted at the start.
It's coming home.
Like,
that was the 2000 version, though.
Yeah, was it?
At the start with, they didn't have that all that, because obviously the fans didn't know it.
You know, it's changed again.
Has it?
Yeah, there's no more 30 Years of Hurt. And that whole thing about Lineker missing and that, they've cut that out.
Because it's been 40 years now.
Yeah, it is. It's just like so many years.
I think I've got the new version.
Yeah, have you? Well, if listeners, try and listen out, because I only noticed it briefly, because, you know, it's not something you hear every day.
Yeah.
But it's not 30 years anymore. I don't believe, anyway.
Well, let's give it a listen and find out.
It's coming home. See, we've got the call.
Football. It's coming home.
See, even that sounds terrible. Oh, I see, in this bit as well. Yeah, this is genius, having this in it. It just, all the glory days.
Keyboard comes in.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Anyway, we're going to let you listen now. Enjoy.
We still believe, England. You can do it.
Remains still gleaming. No more.
are back.
That's awesome. Like, that gets the hairs on the back of your neck standing up.
We have a caller, apparently, who's going to argue about our World Cup anthem choices.
Oh, really? Are you not happy with this caller?
Yeah, it's not the best. But you should play New Order.
Why is that?
Because it's better than this.
No, but it's not. I need a reason, Gaz.
Yeah?
Well, what is it?
Because it's wicked.
Okay. Which song are you talking
about? It's like all 90s and stuff.
Yeah, I see.
Which song are you talking about?
Yeah. The one that's like, Love's Got the World in Motion. That one.
Do we have that?
I don't know. Hold on, I'll have a look around.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it called?
New Order, World in Motion.
World in Motion. Oh, you have to give me a little while, but
you
I might be able to find it.
Okay. Blatantly put some America on.
Some America?
I've just seen the strangest thing.
Really? What's that?
I can send you a link. It's an American feature on all the soccer stars.
Yeah, is it
soccer stars?
I just can't even explain it.
Is it Bobby Connery? Convy?
Yeah, it's something only America could make.
Really?
It's like it's just really, really American.
It's
really
called American. World in Motion, yeah, Gaz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'll play it in a bit. So how have you been anyway this evening?
Not good, man. Not good.
Not good? What was that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Fair play.
Don't bother us with your problems.
Especially over, I suppose, radio as well. It doesn't really help.
So did you see the England game, Gaz?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think?
Wasn't great.
No, it wasn't, was it?
Better. Yeah. I think we'll beat Portugal after they got all those players sent off. They basically got their entire team sent off.
Who did?
Portugal. They're four sendings off.
Yeah, who won? Who are we playing?
It was 1-0 Portugal, so we're playing Portugal.
Oh, that's not so bad.
There were four players sent off.
So, but they can still play, though, in the next round, can't they?
No, they can't.
Can they not?
Figo headbutted someone and didn't get sent off, so he's going to be reprimanded. Ronaldo got injured. Deco got sent off. And Costinho got sent off.
That's disgraceful.
So that all counts in the next round?
Yeah.
Oh. Really? So we're going to whoop them then, basically?
I shouldn't have said that, should I? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, well, it's past watershed, to be fair. You know.
Is it?
Well, I don't know.
It's not free reign.
Are we firmly in the shed now?
We're not sure about the rules, to be honest.
Yeah.
Really?
We've just been, you know.
Yeah.
I was just walking down the street, and now I'm in here.
Did you hear our crazy Mexican man, dude?
No.
You missed that. That was good.
Yeah.
But are you doing a show on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I might as well.
Yeah, good.
Might as well.
Don't be that complacent. Are you going to do a show or not?
That's dedication.
Are you ready for the show?
Is Johnny there?
Yeah, Johnny's here.
I'm right here, yeah.
All right.
Can you hear him?
See, I'm quite scared that I'm going to go back to Leeds and then, like, my landlord's going to beat me up.
What's that going to do then?
We don't need any of this talk now, guys.
We don't need to hear about your
landlord. We were talking about
problems.
Jolly England and now you're talking about landlords.
Don't depress us with your problems. You'll be fine. The landlord's not going to do anything.
Okay, anyway, guys.
We're having a great time.
New order now.
Yeah, do you want to introduce the track?
I'd rather not, but yeah, here's like every tune that should be played every time England win. It's so much better than Three Lions and better than anything that's come out this year. All the songs are really lame this year.
Yeah, they are, man.
They're so bad. Mm. The one that's like, we are gonna win the cup.
Yeah, that's Embrace, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah. So bad.
I quite like the Sham 69 one, though.
What's that?
The Sham 69 one. It's like a redo of Hurry Up Harry. You know, Hurry Up Harry, come on, come on, come on. But it's
like some kind of Cockney tune.
Hurry Up really? England, come on. We're gonna win the cup. Banner. Yeah.
It doesn't sound good.
We had a Mexican caller.
Really?
We did.
Yeah. He was just wandering through. We randomly phoned a phone box in Cookham. And,
he was a traveller that had wandered all the way from Mexico.
Yeah, it was very bizarre.
Juanito Milwado, I think his name was.
Juanito Milwado, yeah.
That
was
very strange.
That sounds like someone I know.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you found him.
How many Mexicans do you know?
I think there was a hot dog magazine paid for him in the mail.
Okay.
Really? Maybe you should forward that to him. he'll probably want that.
Okay, yeah. Should we play this track then?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's been a pleasure sharing airwaves with you guys.
It's been lovely.
I'll catch you later.
All right, see you Wednesday night.
See you guys.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
Create the space, you know you
we can catch you if you can, because we're the England man. I'm sorry, that's fucking rubbish.
You just insulted my ears. Then.
Yeah, guys, why did you recommend that song?
I didn't think it was rubbish. It wasn't great, but if it was the 90s still, I'd probably quite enjoy that. Yeah.
Well, see, that it's reminiscent.
Sounds a bit like the Lightning Seeds, doesn't it? But not quite as energetic or good.
No, it's rubbish.
Mm. Oh, okay. Fair enough.
It's not three fair lines enough, at all. It's not three lines at all.
No, it's not. It's not three lines.
You can't imagine the whole crowd singing along to this, can you?
No. Because they're saying we're singing like...
Yeah. I can imagine it. Maybe my imagination's a bit more vivid than yours, but I can imagine people singing along to this.
If it was vivid, then you wouldn't be able to imagine
it's not particularly anthemic. That's my problem with it.
I don't know.
Do you know what vivid means?
Maybe not.
Well,
all right. Swiftly moving on.
It's just not particularly anthemic. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's not. I agree with Sam.
It's definitely better than Embrace. And I haven't heard Embrace properly.
Okay. Better than Embrace, but not three nights.
I just found this thing. We're not the only people that obviously hate Embrace. There's some people here that have made their own England song on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I thought we might give it a listen.
Their
little tagline is, "Sod Embrace, here's the best England World Cup song ever," by Joe Fraglin.
I'll tell you what, we'll listen to it, but we'll talk over it. There's,
I
don't want to give it a whole play.
No, we won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a nice little video as well. Yeah, see, they've got that kind of pub
yeah,
vibe
it sounds
going
like
on.
A piss heads in a pub, which is exactly what you want out of a World Cup song. Really.
You can't actually see the video, but that's what it is.
A load of piss heads in a pub.
Yeah, and then an old dude with a beard in like a recording studio. And then they're kind of got some crossfading going in and out. But I think it works quite nicely, actually. So, if anyone wants to ring in with their own England anthem, then please feel free to ring in. Or you could even record a little MP3 and then send it to us, as I'm sure Gaz would probably like to do, maybe. Someone.
How many people can be bothered to record a song, especially?
Oh, it'll take a couple of minutes, man. Click on, you know, the little recorder thing. It won't take very long. Little chant.
Shall we do one now? We'll come up with one during the next song.
Okay, well, we'll and try. Then you have to beat it.
We'll write out lyrics and everything. It'll be great.
Right, we'll give it a go, but I wouldn't promise the listeners too much.
Oh, Cookham, you're so privileged. I bet you love us.
No, I don't think they do.
Okay, let's play another song then, because I'm bored of this rubbish.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we can do so much better. I've heard a bit of AC/DC.
Yeah, let's
do that. What is this, Johnny? This is your song.
It's not my song. It's a song I procured. I think it's the dance techno remix of "You Shook Me All Night Long," is it?
Yeah, that's what I've got on here.
Yeah. It's quite good.
Yeah?
Well, I enjoyed
it. So the last techno remix you gave me was rubbish.
Which one was that?
It was Leonard Skinner's All Right Now or something. That was rubbish.
It was, wasn't it?
Better?
Is this better?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. All right, I'll trust you. I'll subject the system. Techno. Yeah.
Come on. News Bulletin.
Stand by.
Here's a special news bulletin.
And we're back. All right, we've got back. Our World Cup anthems ready. I've written mine and Johnny's written his, but they're pretty much the same. But
well, there's a little bit of argument as to which tune we were going to use, so we're going to test out both.
Yeah, I'm going to be the judge. Although I'll be honest, I did help Sam with his tune. Well, yeah, I say I helped him with
that's
his
all right.
tune.
I don't need help. I'm fine.
I kind of stole it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be
right,
the
okay.
bass.
All right, Johnny, Craig's going to do the beat.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, give me a beat. We will be two. We will be two.
Wow.
Scoring the goals, kicking the balls, drinking, fighting, eating, scoring goals, scoring the goals, kicking the balls. We're gonna win the World Cup. We will
win the cup.
We will.
That was good, I admit.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was mine. Yeah.
I enjoyed
right.
it.
Right, Johnny's, yours.
Well, you've stolen my lyrics. You've stolen my lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say yours.
To be fair, okay. Johnny did say right. his, and then Sam did seem to mould in quite.
My musical talent just sort of.
Well, basically,
took
all it was is I thought it would go better to the tune of Vindaloo.
Vindaloo.
Well, half Vindaloo, half We Will Rock You.
Well, bust it, Johnny. Do you want a beat? What kind of beat?
I'd like the beat for the first sentence, and then I'm going to freestyle it.
Okay.
Freestyle. What beat do you want?
The We Will Rock You one.
Okay. Oh, we're going back with that. So,
well,
so
the lyrics are the same because Sam's
so
stolen them.
It's just the same song.
No, because I'm going to go into the Vindaloo tune until we get past
okay,
that.
Right. Right,
okay, right.
So first
yeah.
beat, yeah?
All right,
yeah.
Let's go.
It's the same song.
Scoring goals, kicking balls, drinking for and eating scoring goals. We're England, we like to win. We like Kari's fighting, drinking scoring goals. And yeah, that was basically it. I think you
Craig.
Ruined it by stealing my lyrics and going first, basically. I think I should have been allowed to go first.
Well... I'll be honest, I don't think either of them. I think to start with, both of you are going to get sued by...
By who?
By Queen.
Queen?
Yeah.
No, I haven't recorded... Well, actually, technically, I have recorded it, but it's fine. It's yeah. not gonna. I'm not going to release it. It's fine.
Well,
I'm just doing my little parody. That's
yeah, good.
Fine.
Yeah, I liked it.
So, doesn't Brian May live in Cookham?
No, he lives in London somewhere.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
Richmond.
Jimmy
Queen
Page.
Wise.
Jimmy Page lives in Cookham, doesn't
no,
he?
No, he recorded in Cookham.
Oh. Okay, well, Timmy Mallett lives here.
Yeah.
He's quite cool.
Yeah.
Also Chris Rea.
No, I'm sorry. I want to be the best. I was the best, right?
Well, I'll be honest. I've just got some messages coming through, flashing at me via the screen.
Yeah.
It says, it was better than Zeppelin, better than Sabbath. Well, I'm not quite sure what this means.
That's,
I'm sure
that's quite
if you're
a compliment,
listening.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Whose was?
That song. Well, yeah, whose was it? Please, can you either ring in again or...
Bear in mind, Sam stole my lyrics and ruthlessly plagiarised them on air.
But mine was better though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I agree with Sam. Also, more into Sam's.
Sam had crazy... Yeah, because you were accompanying. I didn't have any accompaniment.
I had a nice guitar solo on Sam's, which I was quite...
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I like the guitar ending.
Yeah, yeah. So that kind of picked it up for me. With Johnny's had the same beat as Sam's. But the freestyle, if we were like... If I could do some beatboxing, then maybe you could bust yours, but I can't, so...
Scoring goals, kicking balls, drinking for and eating scoring goals. I like to score, I'm England.
I'm England?
Yeah.
That's quite a bold statement,
isn't
it?
I am England.
How can you be England? England is more than you.
I don't.
We've got Gaz on the line now. He's got the England song to end all songs, apparently.
Hello, how's it going?
Not too bad.
Hello, Gaz.
We've been practicing your beat. I think we've got it down to a T.
You've got to get it right. I won't be able to do it.
Wait, should we just practice it quickly before so you know what it sounds like, okay? Right, it's a... Right. Like that, yeah?
No.
No?
Oh, dear.
How's it go, then?
Boom. 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 Oh, we were trying to go too complicated, though.
Hold on. Do it again.
Why can't you do it?
I'll give it a shot.
Alright, like that, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, alright. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, alright. We'll kick in the beat. Let's go. Alright, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I punch a bloke that's thrown in a slammer. Foreign police always treat England in this manner. Being a clever team means everything to me. Fuck the gods of glory here with the gold Ferrari. Because they never sub backs. Cuddle up to spend nearly close enough for sex. Play within the past, score goals in the friendlies. When we hit the World Cup, it looks pub team manly. Flushing coke down the loo. If you don't believe me, bring a posse, bring a coup. Feel free to hate, because we ain't trying to be your mate. We get more money by the week, and this is what you hate. We on Air Force One, trainers by the truckload, trainers by the gun. Don't cry when you drop out of the cup, and don't think it's a mess, and McLaren will clean up.
Nice.
Hey.
That was hard.
That was pretty good, man. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Hurt my hands, though, you know.
That was fresh.
No, that was fresh. I can't wait to get the recording of that.
I brought it from the street.
Yeah, that is from the street, man.
I'll send you the lyrics now.
Yeah, nice. Send us the lyrics, yeah. Awesome.
All right, catch you guys later.
Thanks, guys.
Right, bye. Bye. Later, man.
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. I think we should probably do a sign off and
shall we? Okay.
Bugger off.
Okay, well,
leave the listeners to sleep and not listen to this trash anymore.
I'm sure no one's listening anyway, so we're probably right.
I reckon I could do film things.
Probably a script would probably help rather than trying to freestyle a film while a radio script.
Yeah, okay. It would.
So shall we just say goodbyes?
Shall we? Yeah, okay.
We're going to finish with Street Fighting Man by Rage Against the Machine, which is, of course,
I like a bit of Rage Against the Machine.
Well,
it's
I've been
nice.
Johnny Mild, a.k.a. Juanito Miluardo.
What?
I beg your pardon?
What is this? I think
this has
we've
been
got...
Craig Isaiah and Sam Mitchell.
Yeah, that's... I'm Craig.
I'm Sam Mitchell. Cheerio, listeners. See you in the morning.
See you later.
See you in the morning. Goodbye.
Bye. Man!